With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? How was your weekend? Are you on spring break someplace? It seems like everybody I know is on spring break right now. Living here in the Daytona Beach area, it's like being on spring break because you're all here. It makes it like a vacation just driving down the street. It's awesome. So let me ask you a question. Do you procrastinate? Do you spend time putting things off? A long time in some cases? I've got a couple interesting and easy thoughts on that that may, in fact, in many cases, I think by the end of today, get you to change how you think about procrastination. Ready to go for it? It's so simple, you might not want to do it, but hang in there. It might be something that works for you. It's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, no matter what happens, no matter how somebody looks at you, no matter how what gets in the way, no matter how bad life is, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It's going to be a positive boost, and we're going to look at it and say, okay, great, didn't see that coming. Let's find a way around it. Let's hold our head high. Let's look to the future, and let's go make things happen. Deal? Come along for the ride. We'll do that today. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder and the chief motivating officer at motivationtomove.com. At our core, it comes down to that. That's pretty much it. In this show, there will be a nugget that will fly out of my mouth in the next 10, 11 minutes or so, and it's going to make you move. It's going to give you an idea. Something's going to hit you today, and you're going to go, oh, okay, interesting. And automatically, instantly, without even trying to do anything, you're moving in that direction. That's the goal of the show. Happy you're here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Every Monday, well, I always ask a very simple question. And it's incredibly powerful because you'll find that most people who get what they want in life, whatever that is to you, it doesn't really matter. One of the ways you get it is actually be heading in that direction, paying attention, having some self-awareness about what you're trying to do. I mean, if you just go through day by day by day, just going through the stuff you have to do and never stop and say, hey, how's my life going? How are you going to do anything better? How are you going to fix what you don't like? How are you going to get the stuff you do like? How are you going to do that? The answer is you're not if you don't pay attention to it. So the question is, how's my life going? You got two choices. It's going great. How do you keep it? It's not. How do I change it? But just asking that question, I don't care where you are today, just trust me, please just go with me on this. There are some folks in the audience today who are feeling kind of lost and they just don't know what to do and they can't figure it out. Just can't. If you will, when this show's over, if you'll take about 2 minutes and just say, well, okay, how's my life going? And I'm fine. No matter what I say, how can I fix that? If you'll do that today, you'll set in action, a chain reaction that will begin to change everything. I know, it won't be easy sometimes. And sometimes it is. Sometimes it's fine. So good. Do your homework, okay? So let's talk procrastination. Don't procrastinate the homework. One question will fix some procrastination. We'll get that in a sec here. You may be, I'm not saying you are, but you may be part of that procrastination club that's out there. It's a big club. It's huge. There's members everywhere. Chapters all, you can go, there's no place you can't go and not find a member of the procrastination club. Procrastination, what is it exactly? Well, the dictionary definition, if you can still believe that these days, is the intentional and habitual postponement of an essential task that you should be doing. The intentional and the habitual, say it for me, okay? Postponement of an essential task that you should be doing. All right, I got it. Is that what you're doing? So, in my view, having done this for a long time and having lived a few years, there's a couple of things I think could be happening if you are procrastinating. And I've learned as we get into this that what Scott's going to do is what Scott's going to do. If it works for me, I'm going to do it. And if it doesn't work for me, I'm probably not going to do it. So what's the lesson I've learned over time? Well, I have learned to be very smart about what I get myself into, because if I'm not going to do it, why should I even? Yeah, some things arrive on your plate that you got to do, you don't want to, right? Bills and things like that. I get it. To the degree that I can, I kind of outsource that to my wife and other people too. But I've just learned that if Scott's not going to do it, then he's not going to do it. And you can't talk me into it. So I've learned to stop it before it ever gets to something I procrastinate on. So that's the first thing I want to say as I start this. So everything I do is based on Scott logic. And Scott logic tells me that if I don't think I'm going to do it, then why go down that road? And I'm not preaching to the choir here. I'm talking to some of you right now who are going, yeah, I know. Why'd I say I'd do that, right? How'd I get myself into that? You need to listen to me more. I'll stop you from doing that. Okay, so here's the first thought. That's technically probably the second thought. Bear with me. We might have a lot of thoughts here. It may be possible that you are not procrastinating at all. Instead, you may be forcing yourself to do something that doesn't need to be done anyway. Now, this is different than something that has to be done, right? Something somebody's given you or you've taken on that you shouldn't have. It's something that you don't need to do anyway. I cannot tell you how many people I work with on a day-to-day basis, and they come to me with their list of things to do. And it's awesome. It's like years long. It's taking them like since they got out of college. They've literally made this list that goes on and on and on. All the things they must do because one day they sat down and wrote it down, they were going to do it. And they get to me and I go, you really want to do that? Well, yeah, I think. Well, it's been 25 years. Why haven't you done it? I don't know. Guess I just really didn't like that much. See, that's the thing. There are a lot of things on your list right now in your mind going on that you think you're procrastinating on. I'm just saying, well, maybe you don't need to do it anyway. Maybe it got there sometime in some way in error and you don't have to do it. So at least consider that of everything that's going on around you. Again, there are some things we must do and you're not going to like to do. Term papers, the easiest. Everybody says that. It's term papers. You know, procrastinate on your final exam term paper, right? As if we're still all in college. But you know what I mean? Taxes, that time of year right now, you're still procrastinating taxes? I don't do that anymore. I don't even do them anymore. I haven't done my taxes in 10 years now. Somebody else does it. I just say, is it ready? Done. Boom. No procrastination whatsoever. I'm a little slow writing the check. I will say that. So just ask this question. Look at everything around you and just say, well, maybe it just doesn't need to be done. But advanced thing here. Okay, come on. Here, come real closer. This is cool. Do you know you're walking and talking with stuff that you think you need to do? That somebody, a school teacher, a parent, somebody you work with, your best friend, somebody at some point said, you'd be good at this, you should do it. What happened? You put it on your list thinking you'd be good at it because they said you would, and it's still there, you haven't done it. You know why? Because you don't think it's good for you. So do you need to do it anyway? I don't know. It's something to think about. If we had a conversation, you and I sitting at Starbucks, just got back from Starbucks here in Daytona Beach. If you were sitting with me at Starbucks, and if you ever come down, call me, buy me a cup of coffee, we'll sit and chat. I will say to you, do you need to do it anyway? You go, oh, maybe. If it's a yes, you got to go do it. If not, okay, now what's the other possibility? Before I go crazy on this procrastination thing, because the truth is, can I just be honest with you? Is there really a secret weapon to not procrastinating? Is there? Can you take this if I just give it to you? Is there really a secret super duper thing that some people have that you don't have that allows them not to procrastinate and you procrastinate? Is there really? Well, the answer is not really. It's just a mindset. And so we have to work through that. So I could talk for 5 hours and you will not get the secret, because the bottom line is you just got to do it, right? So we all know that, but fundamentally, let's make it up and pretend there's secrets here, okay? Okay, first off, if you don't think you should be doing it, just get it off your list and go away. And so whatever you have on your list, you're procrastinating, just look at it and say, do I have to do it? Should it even be there? And if not, just get rid of it and watch how much better you sleep tonight. Now, the other possibility. Man, I don't know. Is that it simply doesn't mean enough to you to start the process. It simply doesn't mean enough to you to start the process. Or said another way, other things mean more to you. Now, this kind of goes back to some mindset work. If we go deep into mind science now, and with all the imaging we have now, we can see what's actually going on inside your mind. But truthfully, what ends up happening is what means the most gets done. It's the way the mind works. Said another way, if there's an option, an alternative out there that means more for you to do than the thing you're procrastinating, you're not ever going to get to. You're going to do the thing you want to do. So either you don't need to do it anyway, or there is simply something out there that means more to you. So you need to focus your attention back on that. So find a way to make it mean a lot. And that's why when you do your taxes, it's like, well, that doesn't mean anything to me. I don't want to pay my taxes. And suddenly you start thinking about the IRS collecting on you. And suddenly it means more to you not to get that email and that phone, not an email, but a letter. I've gotten them all over the years. Trust me. A letter and a phone call, that kind of stuff. It has to mean a lot to you. So yes, you must complete some tasks. There's some things you just have to do this. There's no doubt about that. That's called being an adult. What? I have to adult? Oh no. Yeah, it's not that bad once you get used to it. It's called being a responsible person. What? The R word? I've got to be responsible and do stuff? Yeah. Actually, that's the freedom you're looking for right there when you take responsibility for everything. But if your list keeps getting longer, it is really time to question yourself, is this important enough to me to get it done? It's that simple. And do I even need to do it? That other question I threw in there without thinking about it. I don't think you're procrastinating. I think, you can listen back to the show. There's a lot of stuff in here, a lot of insight here, but ultimately at the end of the day, there's no magic pill. I don't have a magic wand. I can't force you. Nobody can. You know that magic fire, that magic thing called motivation that one day just gets you doing what you think you ought to be doing. Hey, do me a favor. If you haven't joined me at the Facebook group, it's growing nicely. It's a nice group over there. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and answer my simple questions, please. They're nice. Be nice. Be cool. I'll let you in. Come in. Have some fun. Shoot me a note. Chat with me a little bit. Let's have a little good time. That's dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. You have a great day. I'm going to see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.